Welcome to episode 99 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Oh my gosh, it's August and tomorrow is episode 100. It's all happening at once. This podcast has turned out to be a heck of a lot more work than I expected, but it's been worth it. Well, I guess I should say reflection for tomorrow. Anyway, today we are continuing our excavation of ancient wonders by looking at our second site, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Babylon is a name that anyone growing up in our Judeo-Christian society has heard as the notorious captors of the Israelis back in ancient times. For those of you who may doubt, actually, that did happen. There's tons of archaeology that shows that the Jews were indeed taken captive way back in the day. Anyway, I digress. I said yesterday that these gardens are the most controversial of the seven ancient wonders, mostly because some historians and archaeologists wonder if they existed at all, or if they were made up by Greeks who traveled through the area as a more romantic vision of something else. They point to the fact that while the Greeks wrote extensively about the gardens, the Babylonians themselves were startlingly silent about the whole affair. Now, the ancient city of Babylon was in Iraq, actually not too far from where Baghdad is today. That in itself should tell you something about this wonder. The fact that you are powerful enough to conjure waters out of the desert or rocky, barren terrain to create a haven of green must have been an incredible status symbol for Nebuchadnezzar, the ruler who is said to have been behind the oasis. You'd think if you'd build something this epic that old Nebi would want to be showing it off to all his neighbors. Not so, though. The first mention of the gardens in any Babylonian text that has been found so far comes from the 300s BC, over 300 years after the gardens were supposed to have been built. It is said that Nebuchadnezzar built it for his wife, who is homesick for her native land. So old Nebi called up her homeland and had them ship some plants to him, and he installed them in this legendarily landscaped lawn. To keep the greenery green, it is said that Nebi's engineers created a system of shafts that kept buckets moving automatically 24/7 from the nearby Euphrates River. Just think about how much time he could have saved if someone had just told him about automatic in-ground sprinklers. Thanks for tuning in to episode 99 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @DailyBrainwave, all one word. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we trundle over to Turkey to take a look at the Temple of Artemis.